Look, Ma, two hands.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is one of those mornings when you can look at the first couple of sentences in a story and really not know what to think. On the one hand, the Labor Department says job cuts in May fell to the lowest level since September, 345,000. That is big news, shocking, since analysts were expecting more than 500,000. On the other hand, that same report says the unemployment rate rose to 9.4%. We're going to find out what investors are thinking when we check the numbers in just a moment. But first, let's try and make sense of all this by checking in with Bill Stone. He's the chief investment strategist at PNC Wealth Management, joining us this morning right now from Philly. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So what should I be thinking right now about the American job market? Am I happy or am I still sad?
Well, I think you're getting happier. How about that? I think, you know, anyone who's happy for more signs of economic stabilization and hopefully a coming recovery in the labor market has definitely got to be cheered a little bit by these numbers.
So what sectors do you think actually have for higher signs right now? Where are they?
Well, primarily education and healthcare. That's been a sector that's held up relatively well during this downturn. Some surprising areas that have been consistently showing more job losses and finally showed a little bit of gains were leisure and hospitality and food services. So you're seeing, you know, some of that, maybe people getting out there and spending a little bit of money coming back a little bit.
Maybe a little travel, too. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we can't ignore that 9.4% unemployment rate, up from 8.9 in April. So the fact that it continues to climb, I mean, what does that say about how people are approaching the job search at this point?
Two things. One is, well, we still have to say jobs are, you know, we're continuing to lose jobs. But the second part is more people are out there looking for jobs. So that's why you saw that combo get the unemployment rate go even higher.
All right. Bill Stone joining us from Philadelphia this morning. Bill, thanks.
Thanks.
We do appreciate it. One more question this morning. Where's Wall Street? Markets are up at this hour. As a matter of fact, the Dow right now up about 0.4%, 34 points at 87.85. The NASDAQ up about 2 points or 0.1%, pretty much flat for the NASDAQ. S&P 500 the same, about 0.1%. We have Asian shares closing mostly higher today. They closed about 1% up. And in Europe, shares zoomed like a rocket after the U.S. jobs report came out. Stocks are higher there right now about 2%. A New York appeals court will hear arguments this afternoon about whether Chrysler can sell its strongest assets to a group led by Fiat. The plan is being challenged by three Indiana pension funds Chrysler owes money to. More now from Tamara Keith.
The pension funds hold $42 million in secured loans to Chrysler, and they want their money back. Instead, they're set to get 29 cents on the dollar. They say this isn't fair because secured creditors are supposed to be paid back first. And they say the United Auto Workers Union is getting a better deal. But bankruptcy attorney Steve Jacobowski says the pensions could have a tough time making their argument because all of the other senior creditors have agreed to the plan.
They're, what, 0.1% of the total debt that's owed to the senior secured class.
The pension funds have argued that they'd be better off if Chrysler was liquidated. So Jacobowski says that's why they want to stop the Fiat sale.
The court is unlikely to try to unscramble the egg so much when so many parties have relied on it and have advanced good money on the basis of that, absent a stay.
If a stay of any length were to be granted, it could be problematic for Chrysler. Fiat can pull out of the sale if it isn't completed by June 15th. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Hey, a bit of breaking news this morning. We're hearing reports that General Motors has a tentative deal to sell its Saturn brand to former race car driver and dealership group owner Roger Penske. He would get Saturn's dealership network, which consistently has scored high in customer satisfaction surveys. GM has scheduled a conference call this morning to discuss that sale.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
Motown's record is skipping badly. The Motor City's hit some big potholes. Pick a cliche for describing all the woes of Detroit, but there is one engine that's revving, actually many engines, that take people to a lot of different places. And local leaders are wheels up on spreading the word. From Michigan Radio, Sarah Hewlett reports.
Detroit Metro Airport was already one of the busiest in the nation, but when Delta Airlines merged with Northwest earlier this year, it made Detroit the second largest hub for the world's largest airline.
So that really puts Detroit front and center for starring role in the future of air transportation.
That's airport spokesman Scott Wintner. This week, Delta added nonstop flights to Rome and Shanghai out of Detroit, and company officials say they see Detroit as the airline's gateway to Asia. The launch of two major international routes was buried under headlines about General Motors' bankruptcy filing. But Wintner says the destinations, especially to the coveted China market, are no small thing.
And a time when we have to place a declining amount of reliance on the auto industry as our sole economic asset here, the airport is ready and waiting and really has been, though upstaged by the auto industry, really has been a strong economic asset.
Local leaders hope to make the airport the center of what they call an aerotropolis, basically a cluster of businesses surrounding the airport, everything from warehouses and shipping companies to entertainment venues and corporate headquarters. Robert Ficano is the top official in Wayne County, where Detroit and the airport are located. He acknowledges the aerotropolis is a bit of a foreign concept in the U.S.
But you go to Frankfurt, you go to Schiphol, you go to Beijing, you can see that they've been able to turn it into an economic engine. We have this opportunity here.
Ficano says Detroit is better positioned to become an aerotropolis than other places because its airport has lots of vacant land around it, it's got gleaming new terminals, and it's near the international border with Canada. Marketing to potential developers is expected to start soon, and backers of the concept hope it will help restart the Motor City's economic engine. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
So, have you connected Detroit, or maybe you're less hub and spoke? No long security lines here. You can keep your shoes on and check out our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.